Okay, brothers and sisters,
It's
so good to see you. It's so wonderful to speak to you again.
其实是就是很高兴我能够再一次能够跟你们说话。
And I try to get the gallery view, and I can see many of you. Praise the Lord.
我想看一下有多少人在这个网上，我们看到有很多很多的人。
Yes, yes, and praise the Lord. You know, the Lord is with all of us.
赞美主，让我们多来到这里来敬拜。
Yeah, thank you. You can. I'll turn it off now because you don't like me to do this. So I get to the other view.
Okay.
Oh, okay, brothers, sisters. It was.
弟兄姐妹们。
It has been a difficult 5 months.
过去的5个月是非常的困难。
And I think in a time of uncertainty and in a time of confusion, I ask myself, is there anything certain? Is there anything reassuring?
在这个动荡不定和混乱的年代, 是不是还有一些是非常确定的事情呢?
You know, I would say just this last 5 months, it kept us home, and the world around us was so confusing. And I wonder what the Lord wants to tell me.
我在想这个主是想告诉我什么呢?
And then I think I came to the conclusion the Lord wants to show me that His righteousness and His mercy is certain, is clear, and also is reassuring.
这神就是确定的要告诉我，就是他的义是确定的，是非常清楚的，也是让我们非常安心的。
And his righteousness and also His mercy.
他的公义和他的怜悯。
And indeed, every day nowadays, we live in by His mercy.
其实我们每一天都活在他的怜悯之中。
And we see that in these days, if not our brothers and sisters, and we see their families, their friends, and so many people, they got this virus.
我们看见我们有在我们的周遭有很多这么多的人得到了这个病毒。
And in our fellowship, brothers and sisters, the meeting together do not, but their families, their friends, their brothers, their, you know, their families, other places, you know, they got that.
Yeah, 尽管我们的教会中的弟兄姐妹还没有得着，但是在我们的周遭, yeah, 那朋友们或者是, 家庭里面都能多得到了这个病毒。
And thank the Lord that the Lord recovered them, and also the Lord has kept us, every single one of us, from infection.
感谢主，让我们所有得这个病毒的人都能恢复，也是真是让我们再不得到这个病毒。
So the Lord is merciful, and we cannot, not a single one of us can go without it.
所以神是 非常的有恩典的神，我们没有生活就不能没有他。But
on the other hand, God's righteousness is even more bright, is even more definite, is even more steady.
另一方面，神的义是更加的清楚，更加的光明，更加的稳定。And
it has to do with our insight. It has to do with our fear, or it has to do with our hope.
这一定是跟我们的心理, 跟我们的敬畏有相关的。
So in this very seemingly dark time, and actually if you look at the history of God's people, indeed, God's
righteousness,
and God's righteousness is gives us light.
神的义给我们光,
it gives us direction.
给我们方向,
it gives us hope for the future. Also, it gives us inspiration.
给我们有未来的希望,
and our spirit doesn't have to be down. Our spirit can be up.
我们的灵不应该沮丧, 我们的灵应该是有很欢乐的。
Yes, and because God's righteousness actually inspires us.
是神的义, 保护了我们。
And so, you know, this matter of righteousness to the world, especially to those who are powerful and proud, it means nothing.
这个义对于在这个世上 有权势的人来说, 确实是毫无意义。
And just like this Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, the Lord Jesus came to tell him inbound. The Lord said, Jesus said, I come to bear witness to the truth.
这就像是, 比拉多在这个, 那个省长, 他在那儿就是耶稣跟他说, 我来是拯救这世界。 来真理,
and Pilate says, what is truth?
但是比拉多问他,
he was not really asking. He was just dismissing it.
他其实不是问, 他是完全是把他的否决了。
This is what the powerful people in the world see, the righteousness of God.
这就是在地上有权势的人看这个真理,
However, the wonderful thing is to us who believe, the meaning of righteousness is definite and crystal clear.
但是对我们信主的人来说, 神的义是确定的, 也是非常非常清楚的。
And it is what God thinks is right.
这就是说神认为是对的事。
It is holy.
这是圣洁的。
It is true.
这是真实的。
Is noble,
这是高贵的,
and is glorious.
这是荣耀的.
If you look at history, it is the righteousness of God that drew Abraham and Moses and brought them to a much higher plane than much higher, way above the world.
你如果看这个历史的话, 你看就是神的义吸引了亚伯拉罕和摩西, 把他们带到一个高地,比世界上高的更多的高地上。
And likewise is true, David and Isaiah and all the remnant in the Old Testament.
同样的, 他也吸引了大卫和以赛亚, 把他们, 还有旧约当中的所有的渔民都带到吸引处了。
And also, all the overcomers in the New Testament time.
同样的, 他也吸引了在新约当中的, 得胜者。
So God's mercy is what we depend on every day.
所以神的怜悯是我们每天都所依靠的。
Yet God's righteousness is what leads us forward, that opens our eyes and also inspires us.
但是真是神的义使我们 大步的向前, 打开我们的眼睛。
So in the Gospel of Matthew,
所以在 马太福音当中,
and speaking of the righteousness of God, I remember two verses that stand out to me.
有关神的义, 那有两段经文, 我是非常非常的清楚。
And the first one is Matthew chapter 5, verse 6.
第一处经文是马太的五章六节。
It says, Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
And then the other verse is, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
第二处经文是马太福音六章三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们的。
So the peculiar things about these two statements are the following.
那个特别的事情有关这两段经文是这样的。
This is Matthew 5:6, this hunger and thirst.
马太福音的五章六节是饥渴慕义。
And brothers and sisters, when we think about this righteous thing, we often think about is not doing bad things.
当我们讲到神的义的时候，我们就说我们不做坏事。
But brothers and sisters, not doing bad thing is not worthy of hunger and a thirst for.
不做坏事并不表达是我们要饥渴。
And I just don't do bad thing. I don't hit my brother. I don't say bad things to my sister. I mean, that's something you don't seek for. You don't hunger or thirst for.
就像是我们不做坏事，我不打我的兄弟，或者我不骂我的姐妹，这是不是我们就是饥渴的事情。
So the hunger and the thirst for something, that something must be very, very precious.
你如果是饥渴某些东西的话，那个东西一定是非常的珍贵。
And that's the righteousness our Lord Jesus was talking about.
这就是我们的主耶稣所讲的义。
It is high, it is noble, and it is glorious.
是非常高的，非常珍贵的，非常荣耀的东西。
And this matter of seek you first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
这先求他的国和他的义，这个事情的话。
And brothers and sisters, we all know that his righteousness means, I mean, compared with what we wear or what we eat, we shouldSeek for something higher than what we eat and what we wear. We know that.
弟兄姐妹，我们都知道，我们要寻求义，要高于我们所吃的、所穿的，我们都知道这个事情。
But it says all these things, meaning not only what we eat, what we wear, but all these things.
但是他说的是所有这些，那是已经超出了所吃、所穿的范围了。
But the most peculiar thing is Lord Jesus put God's righteousness at the same level as God's kingdom.
这很最惊奇的事情就是他把他的义跟他的国相并列在一起了。
So we know that we ought to seek God's kingdom. We sing about it.
我们都知道我们要寻求神的国。
But Lord Jesus sees God's righteousness is actually the reality.Of God's kingdom.
但是主耶稣看到的主的神的义实际上是神的国的一个真实写照。
If we don't know and we don't seek the God's righteousness, we will not have his kingdom.
如果我们不寻求神的义的话，我们就不会有神的国。
So these two verses bring out what the Lord Jesus sees to be the righteousness.
所以这两段经文就带我们出来，是我们主耶稣基督就是神的义。
Yeah, and however, it's according to Lord Jesus, there's something even deeper, even more.
按照我们主耶稣基督这个意义的话，有更深的一个意义。
In John chapter 16, verse 10.
在约翰福音的16章第十节。
And that's the time, the last night, the Lord Jesus was with his disciples.
这是他最后一个晚上与他的门徒们在一起的时候。
And the Lord Jesus says, you know, when the Spirit comes, he will convict the world.
耶稣说，当 临来的时候他要审判这个世界。
Yeah, and then to convict, meaning make them know that they are wrong.
就是让他们知道他们是错的。
Three things, convict them of sin, convict them of righteousness, convict them of judgment.
那就是要让他们知道三个事情，就是罪、义和审判。
Now the sin part is easy for us to feel.
那个有罪这个我们都很能感受得到。
And the righteousness part, the judgment part is easy too.
那审判这个这一点也是很清楚。
But what does he mean by righteousness? Convicted of righteousness.
他说的义到底是什么意义呢？
And he said it himself on verse 10.
他在第十节他自己说了。
He said, because I'm going to the Father and you see me no more.
他是因为我要往父那里去，你们就不再见我了。
So, brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
所以弟兄姐妹，这到底是什么意思呢？
That means God's righteousness is actually in me, nowhere else.
这就是说神的义在我们的心中，不在任何别的地方。
It's in him, in Jesus, who is going to live. The righteousness is only in him. You cannot find it anywhere else.
哦，这是义，就只有在我们的主耶稣那里，没有别的地方能发现。
So I cannot, when I read that verse 10, I cannot explain it any other way but this. The righteousness of God is actually in Christ Jesus.
当我读到这一句，我没法解释，只有解释成神的义就是在我们的主耶稣基督里。
You know, many years later,When Apostle Paul, he summed up these things. Essentially, you can see these three verses and one more, but we don't have time to talk about that. He summed up these things to say, this is in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30.
他就几十年以后，我们的使徒保罗就把这一切都总结成一句话。
It says that, that Christ Jesus is to us,God's righteousness from God.
就是基督耶稣对我们来说就是从神而来的义，这是灵前十章三十节。
Essentially, he's saying, Apostle Paul is saying, Christ Jesus is the righteousness of God to you and to me.
他就是说耶稣基督就是神的义对你对我来说。
The world wouldn't understand that.
这世界并不明白这一点。
But Christ has come to you and come to me.
基督来到你，来到我的
inside of us.
在我们的心里。
So, God's being righteous, God's righteousness has come through him to us inside.
所以神的义经过他来到我们的里面。
Brothers and sisters, it's wonderful.
弟兄姐妹，这是非常奇妙的事情。
So when we talk about righteousness today,Not only it's glorious, but also God has given that to us as a gift.
所以我们讲到神的义的时候，不光这是荣耀的事情，他也是给我们的一个礼物。
You know, over the history, people got that. Some people got that. And then to them, they just have to... The righteousness of God gave them joy.
在这个历史上，我们看到有些人，他们完全的理解这一点，他们就能够得到在义里面的那个喜乐。
And so today I will use the example of David.
今天我要用大卫这个例子。
Now we all know David loved God.
我们都知道大卫是爱主。
But if you really seek deeper into what the Bible describes David, you find that David has a... One of the reasons David loved God is David saw the righteousness of God, it was so wonderful.
当我们来更深的理解为什么神是爱主，我们就知道这个他对神的义是那么样的有渴慕。
And then I would also like to use the example of Ephesus church in early days.
我还要用一个以弗所教会的早期的以弗所教会这个例子。
Yeah, and the third example is Philadelphia, the church of Philadelphia.
第三个例子是就是腓拉铁腓教会的例子。
So, whether it's David, or whether it's the Ephesus in early time, or whether it's Philadelphia, they actually somehow touch that. The righteousness of God, precious, noble, and glorious.
所以不管是大卫还是以弗所的教会，早期的以弗所教会，或者是腓拉铁腓教会，他们都能够感受得到义是非常的珍贵，非常的荣耀的事情。
So practically, in the story of the Ephesians church, we know that God finally in the Revelation says, it says you have left the first love.
但实际上我们看以弗所教会的话，在启示录当中说，最后说你已经离弃了你的那起初的爱。
And you have to go back to the first works.
你要回到你先前所行的事。
Yes, first love and the first works.
是起初的爱和先以前所行的事。
The reason they can have that, the first love and the first works, is because they were drawn to God by His wonderful righteousness.
他们能有起初的爱和先前所行的事，是因为有神的义吸引他们。
And you see that later in Philadelphia.
你后来也能看到腓拉铁腓教会当中。
And then if you find a person that so zealously sought God's righteousness and God's glory, and that was David.
所以你能够看到就是一个人的话，那就是大卫那样的有激情的来寻找神的义。
So, I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, this, you know, I have to go really quick and just point out some most important things, a couple of points in each case.
所以我弟兄姐妹很抱歉，我真的是很简略的，就是把这三个几个例子都简短的来把它提出来。
Now, I think I'm very sorry because we will not have time to even talk about this. I used to come to your place after the meeting and you eat something, some cake, and then we can chat. We don't have that chance. So I'm going to give this thing, leave my notes to Brother Xu Wei. And if you want the notes, we should give the details.
Okay.
And then you can ask Brother Xu Wei for it.
Yeah, so, 我很抱歉，就是我们就是不像平常我们有这样的机会，就是我们讲完了以后还能吃点东西一起聊一下，然后还能解释一下这个我们所讲的道啊。那我们今天是没有这样的机会，所以我就把这个所有的那个讲章的东西，我就留给徐伟弟兄。你如果需要的话，可以从他那里来要。
So yes, so you can there you can see all the verses in the Bible that I used.
你能看到在那边我所列下的所有的圣经当中的经句。
So David, let's look at David.
让我们先看一下大卫。
And how he sought the righteousness of God.
他是怎样寻求神的义的。
You know, when he was young, we all remember David and Goliath.
在他很年轻的时候，我们都记得他和哥利亚的故事。
You know, when David actually challenged Goliath.
大卫是挑战哥利亚。
He said, you came to me with sword and spear.
他说，你哥利亚来攻击我是靠着刀枪。
But I come to you by the name of the Jehovah of hosts.
我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名。
What he's really saying is this, I will not allow you to insult the name of my Lord, my God.
他真正的说的意思就是说，我不能让你来侮辱我们的神和我们神的名。
Yeah, my God is holy. My God is never wrong.
我们的神是永远是圣洁的，永远是对的。
And then remember, Psalm 23, we're all familiar with. He said, he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
然后我们来到诗篇二十三篇，我们都很熟悉的，就是说，为自己的名引导我走义路。
So what does that mean?
这到底是什么意思呢？
I think David was saying, you know, at that time, I think he was a shepherd.
大卫这个意思就是说，他当时是一个牧人。
Yeah, this is when David write about his experience as a shepherd.
他就是写这个诗，就是他写他的有关，他牧羊人的经历。
And he said, I try to be good.
是，我要想成为圣洁，成为善良。
Yeah, but actually, it's the Lord who leads me to be good.
但是实际上是神引导我走成为好。
And my paths of righteousness are actually His, not mine.
我的义路其实是他的义路，不是我的。
Right, and His name is actually attached to all these righteous paths.
实际上是他的名都有跟这个义路是相关的。
So this is what this young David was thinking.
这就是那个年轻的大卫所想到的。
So this word righteousness of God is very much in his mind.
所以这个神的义这完全就一直在他的心里他的思想中。
In Psalm 4,
在诗篇的第四篇
and he used this term called God of my righteousness.
他用这个词语就是显我为义的神。
And in Chinese we say 显我为义 but actually in the original language, in English, it means a little broader.
在中文是显我为义，但是在英文当中要比这个更广阔的意义。
It's simply, yes, I have my righteousness, but he is the God of my righteousness.
这就是很简单的说，就是说是我有我的义，但这个义是他的义。
Yes, so what it says is this, it says, you know, yes, I have my righteousness, but it comes from him. He is the author, he is the source of my righteousness.
这就是说，是我有我的义，但是这是从他而来的，他是这个义的源泉。
And also Psalm 4:1, I think at that time he was a fugitive. People chased after him.
然后在他在写诗篇第四篇的时候，他是被一个追逐者。
And they actually blasphemed him, saying bad things about him.
其实是他们都在诽谤他。说坏话，说他的坏话。
So what he's saying is this. So God not only is the author of my righteousness, he also is the judge or the vindicator of my righteousness.
这他就是说，他不光是义是是我义的创造者，他也是他的法，我们的法官也是给我们能够来清白的那一位。
So you can say all you want that I'm not righteous, but it's depending on God, my God, to say whether I'm righteous or not.
你们可以说我是不是公义的，但是我完全是依靠神。这个公义不公义是靠，就是因为在从神而判定的。
Now I should say, God will finally say whether I'm righteous or not.What you said would not count.
所以就是神说是我是公义还是不公义才是重要的，你说的是根本不重要的。
I like one thing that Charles Spurgeon, he reads Psalm 4 and he said this.
我很喜欢这个查尔斯·斯普金的他阅读这个诗篇第四篇的一个解释。
He said, God is the author, the witness, the maintainer, the judge, and the rewarder of my righteousness.
他说神是我义的创造者、见证人、维护者、法官，也是奖励者。
You know, practically, what I like, I really like is that God is the maintainer of my righteousness.
实际上我最喜欢的就是神，这个我的神是我的义的维护者。
Yeah, that means this. That means I am not able to be righteous. I am not able to do good, but He makes me able to do good.
这就是说我实际上我是不能成为义，但是他使我能成为义。
You know, there's a Psalm 16, verse 8, something that we are very familiar with.
我们知道我们很熟悉的诗篇16篇的第八节，我们很熟悉。
He says, David says, I have set the Lord always before me.
他说我将耶和华常摆在我面前。
And then finally says, I shall not be moved.
然后最后他说我必不知摇动。
So what he's saying is I, you know, I sometimes I cannot trust myself. I never can trust myself, but I always put the Lord right before me.
他实际上是说就是我们很多的时候我们不能来相信我们自己，但是我们都要把神先放在我们的面前。
No, he's not teaching us. He's talking about himself.
他不是教导我们，他是跟他自己说在说。
David is talking about himself. David says, I, David, always put the Lord right before me.
大卫就说我一直是把神放在这个面前。
Brothers and sisters, that's a secret of being good.
这弟兄姐妹们，这就是成为好的一个秘诀。
It's a secret of being a person that has a right relationship with God.
这是与神有很好关系的秘诀。
So next time, if you have grudges with your brother or sister at home or at the church, just think about Lord Jesus and your anger disappears right away.
所以你下一次如果你跟家里的或者是教会当中弟兄姐妹有问题的有冲突的时候，你就想一下这个神的这个在我们的面前。
And then if your anger really is just about to burn, then pray silently, Lord, I need you.
当你的冲动马上要爆发的时候，你就来到神的面前来祷告。
So either way, so brother and sister, this is David's secret. You know, I always put the Lord right before me.
所以这是大卫的秘诀，就是说我总是把神摆在我的面前。
Yeah, and then when David becomes a king, he does many things, but we have no time for that. But I want you to read one psalm verse, which you're also familiar with, Psalm 132, verse 4 and 5.
我们知道大卫也做了很多事情，但是我们就是要这里要看一下这个诗篇，另外一个诗篇132篇的第四节和第五节。
You know, David, when he became king, the first thing he did, he took Jerusalem.
我们都知道大卫变成为王的时候第一件事情他就是把耶路撒冷攻下来。
The Jerusalem has been off limit to God's people for 400 years.
耶路撒冷是不在神的子民没有占耶路撒冷有450年了。
Another thing he did, the second thing he did, he brought back the ark.
第二件事情他做的就是把约柜带回来。
And the third thing he did, he told the Lord, Lord, I want to build you a house.
第三件事情他跟神说我要给你建一个殿。
And the Lord, of course, did not allow him.
当然神没有允许他。
Yeah, because he was a warrior, his hands are full of blood.
因为他是个战士他的手充满了血。
But But no matter what, this is what burns the heart of David.
不管怎么样，这是大卫所心里所极其要想要的。
So the Psalm 132 says that I will not sleep.
所以第四篇第132篇说，我不容我的眼睛睡觉。
I will not allow my eyes to close.
我不容我的眼睛闭上。
Until I find a place for the Lord.
只等到我为我们的神寻找住所。
A dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
为雅各的大能者寻找居所。
So dear brothers and sisters, when David became king, the first passion is this, to find a place for the Lord.
所以当大卫变为王了以后，他的第一个激情就是要为神建一个殿。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is why we have to love his house.
所以这就是为什么我们要热爱他的。
If we seek God's righteousness, and we will naturally want to have a house for him.
如果我们要寻求神的义的话，我们很自然的就需要想要他的居所。
And that's why, brothers and sisters, we have to love God, we have to love his church.
这就是为什么我们要爱神，我们也要爱他的教会。
The church is not a place we go on Sunday. Not only that.
教会不仅是我们星期天去的一个地方。
And not only a place which we can say hi, we can be nice to brothers and sisters, to each other.
不仅仅是我们可以相互打个招呼，就大家都要很客气的在一起而已。
Yeah, not only a place for us to sing and to us to do various work, not only that.
也不光是我们在那边说或者是做一些事情。
The first and foremost, it is his house, is his dwelling place.
第一和最重要的一个事情，这是他的居所。
And then, you know, we all know this David sin, and then there's the Psalm 51.
我们都知道大卫说提到罪，然后我们看到诗篇的51篇。
And David says, you know, my iniquity and my sin.
大卫说我的罪孽，然后是我的罪。
And I'm really no good. Lord, I need you to create me a clean heart.
我实际上我没有好处，好的地方，就希望神能够使我有个清洁的心。
Yeah, you make me a clean heart.
你使我有一个清洁的心。
But the wonder of this thing, of Psalm 51, is at the very, very end, he said, Lord, do good to Zion and build the walls for Jerusalem.
然后在诗篇的51篇的最后他写了，就是说要愿你善待锡安和耶路撒冷。
Make you do good to Zion. 为锡安
善待锡安。
善待 right, 善待锡安。Brothers and sisters, I often thought, I said, David, it's not up to you to say these things. You are a sinner. You are a horrible king. How? It's not up to you to say this.
这有的时候我想，这大卫，你是一个罪人，这不是你能够对神说的话。
But brothers and sisters, David is different.
但是弟兄姐妹，大卫是不同的。
He basically...He's saying this.
他其实就是基本上就这么说。
He says, I'm not worthy, Lord.
我是不配得的。
I'm a bad king, Lord.
我是一个坏的王。
But Lord, Zion is yours.
但是锡安是你的。
Jerusalem is yours.
耶路撒冷也是你的。
They have to express your glory.
他们一定要彰显你的荣耀。
So Lord, do good to Zion.
所以神善待锡安。
Lord, build the walls for Jerusalem.
为耶路撒冷建城墙。
So thank the Lord, brothers and sisters, this is the heart of David.
感谢主，这就是大卫的心意。
So after all, it's not about me, it's about you.
所以说到底，不是有关我，而是有关你。
It's about you, Lord.
也是有关你，我们的主。
It's about you. Jerusalem is about you. Zion is about you, not about me.
耶路撒冷和西安都是有关神，是神，不跟和我没关系。
And then finally, you know, when he was about to die, this is Second Samuel chapter 23.
然后他在快要离世的时候，就是在撒母耳记下的第23章里面。
And there it says, this is the last word of David.
这是他最后大卫留下的遗言。
So we don't have time to read it. I just want to tell you, brothers and sisters, what he was saying is, he's saying that there is a righteous ruler.
但是我们可能没有时间来完全的读，但是我要说，就是他这儿说的就是有个公义的掌权者。
Yeah.In the verse 3, it says, He who rules over men righteously, rules in the fear of God.
第三节说他掌管这个人们，就是公义的掌管人们。
So basically he's saying, God has given us a righteous ruler.
这就是说神给我们一个公义的掌权者。
Now, this righteous ruler is like,The sun that rises in the morning.
这个公义掌权者就像是我们的太阳从早晨升起一样。
It's also like after the rain, this sun rises and the bright light shines.
就像雨后，然后是有阳光就照耀出来一样。
It causes all the grass to grow.
它能够使得所有的草生长。
But then he said,It's not my house.
然后他说，但是这不是我的居所，不是这样。
And I think that's the next verse. He said, but my house is not like that.
就是下面一句，就是第五节，就是说，但是我的家却不是这样。
So he's saying, when he's about to die, he's saying that God has given, I mean, there is a righteous ruler.Not me and not my house.
他就说那有一个公义的掌权者，但不是我，也不是在我的家中。
Brothers and sisters, you know, he's saying that over these years when I was king, I mean, in my eyes, it's always this righteous ruler. I try to do according to him.
就是弟兄姐妹们，这就是大卫就说，我这么多年的是作为王，我一直是要遵循这个公义的掌权者这个方式来掌权。
You know, brothers and sisters, if you read the Chronicles, the Kings, you'll find that God actually compared the later kings to David.
你如果就是读这个所有的王以色列王的话，你就是。看见神，用大卫作为一个标准来衡量所有的。
Yes, I mean this. God uses David as a standard to measure all these other kings.
他用大卫作为衡量的标准来衡量其他所有的王。
So, brothers, you see, David was seeking the righteousness of God way above the other things.
所以你们看到。大卫寻求神的义远高过任何其他的事情。
And he actually learned, he actually, over time, he figured out his own kingdom, is actually a measure by God's righteousness.
所以他不但经历了以后，他就想知道，就是他的整个的国都是。按照神的意来被衡量。
I thank the Lord for that.
我们要感谢神。
Now, coming to this church of Ephesus.
那我们来看一下这个以弗所的教会。
And we are all familiar with Ephesus, probably more familiar with Ephesus than any other church.
我们可能对以弗所教会是最熟悉不过了，比任何其他的教会都熟悉。
But I just want to compare two points and two periods of time.
我想比较两个不同的阶段。
And the first one is Acts 20.
第一个是使徒行传的二十章。
And we could see verse 27 and 31.
我们可以看第二十七节和第三十一节。
And that is when Apostle Paul actually brought the gospel to Ephesus and actually stayed there 3 years with them.
这就是使徒保罗在把福音传到以弗所，并在那里在住了三年的时间。
And thank the Lord, these Ephesian brothers and sisters, their hearts were open.
感谢神，因为以弗所的弟兄姐妹们，他们的心是敞开的。
So when the gospel was brought to them, they burned all the magic books.
所以当福音传到他们那里的时候，他们把所有的邪术的书都焚烧了。
And then you think, wow, that's wonderful. But the continue on, it's even more marvelous.
你想的这个焚烧的书这件事非常非常可贵的，但是你如果看到后面的话，可能可以看到更加惊奇的事情。
For that 3 years, Apostle Paul says, verse 27, he says, I have not withheld all the whole purpose of God. Whole counsel of God, yes.
OK, 那个二十七节就是保罗向他们宣告了整个的神的旨意。
The brothers and sisters, it's not easy. Not only, see, brothers and sisters, if Paul can only talk to them one session or two, and then they don't want to listen anymore.
弟兄姐妹，如果他保罗告诉他们一次两次，他们就再也不听了。
Yeah, this is the way. Too abstract.
他这个是太抽象的事情。
Yeah, what does that to do with me?
这对我的生活有什么相关呢？
And then they would stop.
然后他们就满了。
Then Paul could not continue.
那就是保罗就不能再继续了。
Paul says, for 3 years, I can tell you all things about the whole.Counsel of God.
但是保罗说，我整整三年里面，我可以把这个神的全备的旨意都能够告诉你们。
And not only that 3 years, after this 3 years, then after another about 5 years, Apostle Paul wrote the letter to the Ephesians.
不仅是这三年中，然后在过了五年以后，他又写了以弗所的书信的时候。
And we all know the Ephesians talk about the whole counsel of God.
我们知道以弗所书讲的就是整个的有神的全备的旨意。
So I'm very thankful these Ephesian brothers and sisters, they not only could accept Paul 3 years, but also another 5 years, Apostle Paul saw them, their hearts are right.
所以我们很非常感谢神，我们知道是以弗所的弟兄姐妹们不仅是在三年的当中能够听保罗所传讲的全备的神的旨意，而且是在后来的五年也同样的能够来遵行。
So this is what the Bible in the early Acts it says the teaching of the apostle.
所以这就是在使徒行传里面所说的就是使徒们先前的教导。
Yeah, they held on to it, they could accept it for a long, long time.
所以他们持守了这使徒的教导，然后他们也遵守。
And another thing is, Apostle Paul, this is verse 31.
那另外一个就是在二十章的三十一节。
So Apostle Paul says, I was with you 3 years, day and night,And I would exhort you from house to house in tears.
这就是保罗说三年之久我昼夜和你们在一起在各家流泪劝勉。
Dear brothers and sisters, it's not easy. I mean, it's not easy for Paul. It's even harder for the brothers and sisters.
如果这对保罗都这么不容易的话，对所有的其他的弟兄姐妹来说就更难了。
So Apostle Paul comes to my house and tell me that, hey, brother, you know, you cannot be that bad to your wife. You cannot abuse your kids. And you cannot be, heck, you cannot have no interest to God, of God, about God.
如果保罗来到你的家说你你不能这样对你的弟兄或者姐妹，你不能这样虐待你的孩子，你不能这样对神的心意冷淡。
And then 10 days later he comes again.
然后十天以后他又来了。
Saying the same thing.
跟你说同样的事情。
And then 2 months later he comes again.
然后两个月以后他又来了。
And saying the same thing.
还是说同样的话。
Brother sister, he did that for 3 years.
弟兄姐妹们他的说了三年。
Not only to me, but also to another brother, to other sister, everybody.
所以不仅是对我他对所有的弟兄和姐妹说同样的话。
Yeah. So brothers and sisters, it's not easy for these efficient brothers and sisters.
所以对以弗所的弟兄姐妹来说这是不容易的事情。
Yeah. So, you know, brothers and sisters, years later, when in the book of Ephesus, the book of Revelation, the Lord says you had the first love.
所以这很多年以后在启示录当中我们看到他起初你们有起初的爱。
Yeah, there's a first love, is a love there, love for the Lord Jesus, love for God.
所以这是起初的爱，这个爱就是爱我们的主，爱我们的神。
Yeah, even love to this preacher, his name is Paul.
也是爱我们的传道人保罗。
And then not only that, but there is a response.
不仅是这样，他还有回应。
The response is 3 years.
这个回应是有三年之久。
You know, the fact that they can actually take Paul 3 years and Paul feel the freedom to share with them, to fellowship with them, that is the response, the real response.
真正的回应就是说他们愿意接受保罗的教训，然后有三年的自救，愿意这样的接受，这就是真正的回应。
Brothers and sisters, love is something that you cannot see. Only Lord Jesus, only God can see love. You know, the first love.
弟兄姐妹们，爱，起初的爱，你是外面看不到的，只有主能够看到我们的心。
It is in the heart.
这是在心里的。
But your response from heart to that.To that, you know, from that first love is something observable.
但是你从起初的爱，在心里的起初的爱所表现出来的事情，那是可以感受得到的。
It's something not only God can see.
不仅是神能够看到。
But this Apostle Paul can see.
保罗能看到。
Brothers and sisters, that your wife can see, your kids can see, and everybody can see.
弟兄姐妹们，你的妻子能看到，你的儿女能看到，每个人都能看得到的。
Later in the Revelation, there's a word called work. I mean, the first works. This word works. So works, oftentimes we think the works meaning do this or do that. But in English, in the original language, it's called ergon. It means do things, the behavior or work. They all areworks.
这后来我们也看到这个就是起初属行的事，这个工作，这是有一个词是叫 organ 是吧？
Ergon, yes.
Organ, okay.
Yeah, he's okay. This is the thing. It's this. What I'm saying is all these responses that of the efficient brothers and sisters in the early 3 years, all these responses that everyone can see, that is the works, that's the first works.
就我们可以看到的，在以弗所的弟兄姐妹们所反馈的、反应的这个行为，我们都能看到的。
And that's something that you don't actually have a meeting talk about, let's do this. It's not. It's just our very natural heart response.
但是这些不是说我们开个会说我们要做这些事情，而是真正的从心里面自然的流露出来的事情。
If we don't have first love, we will not have first works.
如果我们没有起初的爱的话，那我们就又没有起初所行的事。
Yeah, but if we do have that first love, it bubbles, it stirs us up, then it's very natural that the first works will come out.
如果我们有起初的爱在里面，那就自然的会激发出我们起初所行的事。
Not only pleases the heart of God, it also inspired this Apostle Paul.
不仅是能够使神得的喜悦，而且能够使保罗的启发。Yeah,
encourage him.
也鼓励他。
Yeah, and also encourage us ourselves too.
也鼓励我们自己。
So, about 30 years later, in the Revelation.
所以当30年以后，在启示录当中。
Now the Lord told in the Ephesus church that, you know, you have works, you can endure, you can discern the false apostles, but you have left the first love.
就是在启示录当中，我们都知道，这他说，你们尽管有行为劳碌忍耐，但是你离弃了起初的爱。
Yeah, and then the Lord says, you should go back to the first works.
然后说，如果你不回到起初所行的事的话，right.
If you don't, then I'll move the lampstand from you.
我就把你的灯台给挪去。Removing
the lampstand simply means you do not represent me anymore.
把灯台挪去的意思就是你再也不代表我了。Yeah,
and then so so if we see 30 years ago, what the Ephesians brothers sisters, their heart, and also their response, and that lost 30 years later.
所以我们看到以弗所教会在三四年以后，在启示录所说的，他离开了起初的爱，也离弃了他起初所行的事。
So, brothers and sisters, it actually The Lord recorded the Ephesus church the first time in Acts 20, second time the whole book of the letter to the Ephesians, the third time in the Revelation, in a very heavy way.
所以我们看到在对以弗所教会的记载，我们先是从 使徒行传20章，然后我们看到在以弗所书信当中，然后最后是在启示录当中所记载的。我们看到启示录当中所记载的是非常沉重的一个记载，对以弗所教会。Yeah, so
brothers and sisters, this is for us to think about.
这是让我们弟兄姐妹们要时时要思想的事情。Yeah,
and then we come to the Philadelphia, the church in Philadelphia.
然后我们会来到腓立铁比教会。Now
you will see that what Ephesus have left, the church in Philadelphia has kept.
你能看到就是以弗所教会所离弃的，那是腓立铁比教会确实持守的。And
that's the first love and the first works.
那就是起初的爱。
Now the Philadelphia church, the It's in Revelation chapter 3.
我们看腓拉铁菲教会所提到的腓拉铁菲教会是在启示录当中的第三章。
And the first thing you realize that the Ephesus church, I mean the Philadelphia church is not a mega church.
第一件事你要知道的是以弗所的教会不是一个大的教会。
Yeah, it's not a powerful, successful, what we call successful church. It's not.
也不是那种非常有能、有全能，然后是好像是非常成功的一个教会。
And Revelation 3, verse 8, it says, you have a little power.
哦，腓拉铁菲教会不是成功和大的教会。那在第三章里面说，腓拉铁菲教会是略有一点能力。
I'm sorry, I might have said Ephesus, it's Philadelphia. So Philadelphia is a church that has just a little power.
就是腓拉铁菲教会是只有一点的力量而已。
So that means not many people.
那就是说这教会并不多，人数并不多。
And not famous.
也不是很出名。
And probably not very eloquent.
也不是那么有
But the Lord, okay, the Lord says that you have kept my word, kept my name.
但是神说你持守了我的话和我的名。
Okay, now the second thing about Philadelphia Church is the Lord says, I have given you an opened door.
第二件事情他对腓拉铁菲教会所说的就是说我给你了一个敞开的门。
You know, this is the result of that you have a little power, you kept my word, kept my name.
这是一个对于有一点力量然后持守我的话我的名的一个结果。
And this church, brother and sister, they're very true to the Lord.
我们看到弟兄姐妹们这个教会是非常对神非常真诚的。
Their heart is toward the Lord, their heart is with the Lord.
他们的心向着神他们的心与神同在。
So the Lord says, I have given you a door that is opened.
所以神说我给你一个敞开的门。
Brothers and sisters, see, oftentimes we say when we think about open door, we mean, we can go out preach gospel.
弟兄姐妹，我们每当想到有一个敞开的门，我们就说，那我们可以出去传福音了。
And there's a lot of gospel friends coming in.
有很多很多的没有信主的人来到这里。
But if you look at the context of Revelation 2 and 3, you know that God's heart is looking for something about them.
但是你如果看到这个启示录第二章和第三章的前后背景的话，他是讲的是就是我们教会中的弟兄姐妹
yeah,
他们。
That's his emphasis. His emphasis is about you.
他的重点是有关弟兄姐妹们。
Yeah, when he talks about repent, it's repent you.
他讲的悔改是指的我们教会的弟兄姐妹。
And when he talks about overcome, is to say you overcome.
当他说要得胜者的是指的是你们要成为得胜者。
So as I understand it, a door that's open is like what the Lord says in Matthew 16, verse 19.
所以我想到的这个有敞开的门让我想到就是马太福音的十六章。
Yeah, so when the Lord says, you know, I have in my hand the key of David.
神说我在我的手里有大卫的钥匙。
You know, David is the one that knows the heart of God and connect to the heart of God closely.
我们知道大卫是有神的心意与神相连的。
And all his life, he just want God's benefit, God's interest.
整个他的生命都是要让神得益处。
So I think here,the Lord is telling Philadelphia that you are like that.
这里实际上就神就告诉腓拉铁菲的教会，就是说 你就像大卫一样。
So the door, your door to me, your door to God, your door to Holy Spirit, your door to the purpose of God, and your door to the power of God is open. Nobody can close.
这就是指你这个门就是神的心、神的思想、神的旨意和神的灵都是敞开的。
Then of course, on the other hand, God's heart is actually to his salvation, his glory seen by the nations.
另外一方面，这就是说，神的心，神的怜悯和神的整个的荣耀也是彰显和闪耀在那里。
You know, in Isaiah chapter 62,
在以赛亚书的62章。
Yeah, and there the Christ, okay, the servant of God said this, you know, I will not be still until the glory of God will shine as brightness.
我就是以赛亚六十二章说的，我不会在那停止，直到那个神的义能够照耀出来。
It's talk about Jerusalem. Jerusalem will be like the righteousness of God, glory shining out.
他所指的实际上就是耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷就是神的义在那边照耀出来。
And God's righteousness and also God's salvation.
不仅是神的义，也是神的救恩。
And to the nations, to the world.
对整个的全世界，整个的世界。
So it's also right for us to say that the Lord has given the key to Philadelphia so that the righteousness and the salvation of God can go out. The door is open, can go out to the world. That means gospel.
这也就是说，神给了那个一个钥匙，给让那个腓拉铁腓教会能够敞开的一个门，这样能够照耀出神的义和对世界的救恩。那也就是说，就是传讲福音。
Yeah, but first of all, the door is open to heaven. It's open to the heart of God. It's open to the heart of Lord Jesus. It's open to the eternal purpose of God.
但是最起先的就是这个门是向天国打开，那样的话就我们就知道神的意思、神的旨意和耶稣基督的心。
Yeah, and then there's a then there's a one thing the Lord says, you know, the synagogue of Satan, the people from the synagogue of Satan, they said they are Jew, they are not.
然后就是后面就讲到，就是撒旦议会的，他们自称是犹太人，但不是犹太人。
And I will cause them to bow down.
我要让他们，我要让他们来跪拜。
And then the second thing is I want them to know that I have loved you.
然后第二个就是说，我要让他们知道我已经爱你们了。
You know, the synagogue of Satan, it's not only the Jews who are not Jew, but also they have an intent. The intent is to be the enemy of God.
不仅那个撒旦议会不仅是就是是犹太人，但是就不是就是也不是真的犹太人，那而是他真的要成为一个神的敌人。
Because Satan, the whole purpose of Satan is to be the enemy of God.
我们知道撒旦的整个的目的就是要成为神的敌人。
So these people who are with them, they all follow Satan, they all knowingly or not knowingly be the enemy of God.
所以那些跟随撒旦的人，他知道或者是不清楚的话，也就是成了神的敌人。
But the Lord says, I will have them come to bow down before you, before your feet.
但是神说，我要使他们来到你的脚前下拜。
Brothers and sisters, there's a similar term was actually used in the Isaiah chapter 60, verse 15.
在以赛亚书六十章的14节15节有一个非常 激进的一个说法。
The Lord said that, you know, these people who despise you, and I will have them come to bow down at your feet.
那些说对你藐视的人，或者是诽谤你的人，都要我要让他们来向你跪拜，然后在你的面前。
And those who despise are the so-called nations.
所以那些说藐视是那些别的国，
外邦。
外邦人。
Yeah, 外邦。And you is Jerusalem.
然后你是耶路撒人。
So the Lord says, you know, I will make you, although people despise you, they won't even go through your door, but I will make you an eternal excellence and the joy from generation to generation.
所以尽管他们要诽谤你，但是我要成，要让你自成成为永远的荣华，成为整个
的。Yeah, brothers and sisters, think about this thing, eternal excellence.
所以你弟兄姐妹们，我们要想一下什么叫永远的美德，
永远的荣华。
荣华。
Yeah, this is what God expects His church to be.
这就是神要我们的教会要成为的。
This is what God expects His church to be, a joy from generation to generation. Means not only you and I are joyful, but our kids, our grandkids, and grandkids, grandkids.
所以神也是要让我们的教会成为历代历代的喜乐，那就是一代一代的，就是不光是我们自己，也是我们的下一代，再下一代。
So the Lord says, I want these people from this synagogue of Satan to come to you to do that, to bow down.
所以我要让那个撒旦议会的所有的追随者都要在你面前跪拜。
So what the Lord is saying, you are somehow like that, like what I desire Jerusalem to be.
所以神就说你就是跟我要让耶路撒冷成为的就是一样。
Yeah, you have a condition of like eternal excellence and the joy from generation to generation.
所以我们是有这样的一个条件，是成为永远的荣华和历代的喜乐。
Yeah, You have your present condition, your condition, what I have observed for quite a while, is somehow like that.
Oh, 你现在的那个景况就像就耶路撒人那个所希望的，那就是永远的荣耀、荣华和历代的喜乐。
Yeah, and then the verse 9, the next point is, I will let them know that I have loved you.
然后这第九章第九节里面下半部分，这就是他要说，我要让他们知道我已经爱你们了。
Now this is 已经 meaning something he's already I already loved you.
Yeah, 已经表示这爱已经发生了。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes I think, well, the Lord God loves the world, so what's so special about this?
有的时候我们弟兄姐妹说，这神爱世人，这有什么特别的呢
？No, this is what I think.And I think, you know, God so loved the world. So if God loves Philadelphia, so what's so special?
这是我想的，就是神爱世人，那神爱腓拉铁菲教会，这有什么特别呢？
But brothers and sisters, remember, Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27.
但是弟兄姐妹，我要想这是在以弗所书的五章第二十七节里面说的。
It says, Christ loved his church.
就是基督爱他的教会。
And gave himself for it.
然后把他都献给了教会。
So that, 为教会舍己。
为教会设计。
And so that the church can be a glorious church, having no spot or wrinkle.
所以教会就是能够成为一个教会是没有污点、没有皱纹的。
荣耀的教会。
是荣耀的教会。
So Christ loved the church, and his eye is on a glorious church.
所以他的眼目是在看到这是荣耀的教会。
So God loved the world, yes, but also God also, Christ also loved the church for a different reason.
神爱世人是的，但是他也爱教会为不同的目的。
Yeah, love the world, even your sinner, any sinner God loved, he sent his son to die for them.
爱世人，那是对任何的罪人他都爱的，他为所有的罪人死了。
And that's my history, that's your history.
这是我的历史，也是你的历史。
But also, Christ also loved the church so that the church can be a glorious church.
基督也爱教会，那这样才能成为教会才能成为荣耀的教会。
So he gave himself.
因为他为教会舍了。
Now if we, the people, his people, saw that, saw the meaning of his death, his life given for the church, and then we shape up and be good, to seek the righteousness and so on. So his church finally is a glorious church.
所以如果我们看到基督是为教会死了，然后我们也是能够来这样来遵循，那么教会就成为荣耀的教会。
So this is a different emphasis. Christ loved the church.
所以这是一个不同的侧重，神是基督爱教会。
So the Lord Jesus was saying, the risen Lord telling the synagogue of Satan says, I have already loved the Philadelphia church.
所以这升天的主就是对那撒旦议会的说，就说我已经爱我的教会了。
So dear brothers and sisters, here the wonder about the Philadelphia church is these brothers and sisters are very few in number.Not very, very powerful, but somehow they grab hold of the heart of God.
所以这个惊奇的事情就是我们想到腓立铁非教会并不是人数很多，但也不是那么样的有能力。
But when the Lord told his enemy, he said, look at them. They are just like what I was talking about in Isaiah 60. They are the eternal excellence and the joy.From generation to generation.
所以当神对撒旦议会说，他看了这腓立铁非的教会，就是那一群就像在以赛亚书六十章所说的，要成为永远的荣华，成为历代的喜乐。
And I said, so you notice that I have already loved them because I love the church, so that the church can be a glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
所以我已经爱他们了，因为这个教会已经是成为一个荣耀的教会，也毫无玷污和皱纹的，是一个荣耀。
Yes, brothers and sisters, oftentimes when we think about Philadelphia Church, the first impression we say, it's not possible.
弟兄姐妹们，我第一所想到的是，可能就是说，这样的教会可能是不太可能。
And we just put that.Aside, say, this is only God's dream.
我们就会把它放在一边，这就是神的一个梦想而已。
Or this is not possible for people like us, so small people like us to be.
这是对我们这些小小的人来说是不太可能的。
But dear brothers and sisters, 2,000 years ago, there was this church at Philadelphia.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们要知道，在2000年以前，就是有这样一个腓立铁非的教会。
They have only few people. They don't have too many people.
他们只有一些人，没有很多很多的人。
But the Christ is the most important thing in their life.
但是基督是在他们生命中最重要的。
It is their first love.
这是他们起初的爱。
It is their first works.
这是他们起初所行的事。
And then they warm the heart of God.
他们使神的心得到
And also they kept the testimony of Christ or Jesus.
他们也持守了基督的见证。
You know, immediately going down, he says, they The Lord told Philadelphia church, you have kept the word of my endurance.
他就是跟腓立提腓的教会说，你已经持守了我忍受的忍耐的道。
Yeah, so this patience is right after mine. It's so the emphasis of this verse is my patience.
这个地方的忍耐是指的是神的忍耐。
我的忍耐。
我的忍耐。
Lord Jesus. Patience.
耶稣基督的忍耐。
So it is the word about his patience.
这是一个他的耶稣基督的忍耐的一个道。
So dear brother and sister, when we think about how Lord Jesus was patient when he was on earth.
然后我们看到这耶稣基督在地上的时候他是怎样有一这样的忍耐呢？
So in 3.5 years, he endured the hostility of the Jewish religion.
在三年半的时间他在忍受了这个宗教敌对的那样子。
He also endured the unbelief of that whole generation.
也忍受了整个的我们世代的不幸。
And he also endured the weakness and immaturity of his disciples.
也忍受了忍耐了他的门徒们的这个软弱和不成熟。
So this is his endurance, his own patience.
这是他的忍耐和他的耐心。
So, but then he said, you, meaning Philadelphia brothers and sisters, you have kept the word of my endurance.
但是他对腓立提腓教会说，你已经持守了我忍耐的道。
I think what he's saying is this Philadelphian brothers, they have understood Lord Jesus' endurance.
他这说就是说腓立提腓的弟兄们都理解主了解主的忍耐。
And they appreciated that.
那他们也非常的认为这个是非常重要的一个。
And they personally also identify with this.
也能确知他心中的负担。
So identify with the burden and the purpose of Christ Jesus.
也能确知他心中的负担和旨意。
You know, all these times, 3.5 years, when Lord Jesus endured, his heart, his eyes, his purpose never changed.
在这三年中的忍耐忍受的时候，主耶稣基督他的思想，他的目的，他的一切都没有改变。
So when he was about to die in John 17, he told the Lord, his Father, he says, I have done what you sent me to do.
就像约翰福音十七章说，他将要离世的时候，他说，我父，我已经完了，做成了你要所托付的事。
So dear brothers and sisters, these Philadelphia brothers and sisters, they can be one heart, one mind, and one purpose with Christ Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这个腓立提腓的教会，他们就是只有一个思想，一个行动和一个旨意，那就是与基督。
So in Chinese we say 同心 ，meaning they are 同心 with the Lord Jesus.
所以在中文中就是说同心和与基督在一起。
So brothers and sisters, we pray that the Lord will bring us out of ourselves, our own thinking for ourselves, into His thinking, into you know a desire to suffer with Him, entire a desire to conform with His death.
所以我们就是把让我们从我们自己的为我们自己的思想中出来，而是真是我们有这样一心为我们的主为他而有思想和行为。
Yeah, Apostle Paul says that I this is Ephesians, this is Philippians chapter 3. Apostle says that I may know Christ.
这就是在保罗在腓立比书中所说的，让我们知道基督，
让我认识基督，
让我认识基督。
And to know the power of his resurrection.
知道复活的大能。
And to to know the fellowship with his suffering.
与他的忍受和受苦有也能够相交。
Yeah, 与他一同受苦。
与他一同受苦。
Yeah, that I may be conformed to his death.
这样就与他的死。
Yeah. So, brother and sister, no matter what, you see, Apostle Paul has a desire to fellowship in the Lord's own suffering.
所以我们可以看到保罗就是要与基督要一同来受苦。
And so, the Lord says, told the Philadelphian brothers, that you have kept the word of my endurance.
所以这个就在对神就对腓拉铁腓教会说你已经持守了我忍受的忍耐的道。
Yeah, so dear brothers and sisters, you see here the Philadelphian brothers, few in number, but their heart is totally aligned. Their heart, their love, are totally aligned with Christ Jesus.
所以我们可以看到腓拉铁腓教会尽管人数很少，但是他们的思想和他们的意识都是完全是与主相一致的。
And the Lord says, you know, you shall still overcome.
所以你要成为得胜者
传说。Yeah. And then those he who overcome, and I will write the name of my Father, the name of my God, the name of the city of God, and my new name on him.
凡得胜的我要叫他我要把我神的名，我神臣的名和我的姓名写在他的额前。
So what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
That means you represent me.
这就是表示我们是代表他。
Yeah, you are my testimony.
你是我的见证。
Brothers and sisters, wonderful, this the picture of Philadelphia.
这腓拉铁腓教会这个图画是非常的奇妙的事情。
So, brothers and sisters, you see, the early age, the early time of Ephesus Church.
所以弟兄姐妹们在以弗所教会的早年早期。
It expresses, it has, they have in their heart the first love to Christ.
在他们的心里有起初的爱。
And then in their life, in their expression,there is the response, a hard response to that. I mean, from the love.
在他们的生命里面，他们就有相对的回应，就是有所行，起初所行。
Yeah, and that hard response is, I believe, what the Lord says, the first works.
所以这个他们有从心而出的回应，这个心所出的回应就是他起初所行的事。
30 years later, they gradually lost that.
30年以后慢慢慢慢他们就离弃了这个起初的。
But in this little church of Philadelphia, they kept it.
但是那个非常小的腓拉铁腓教会所持守的。
So first love and the first works.
所以是起初的爱和起初所行。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, my burden is that we, my brothers and sisters in Alhambra, and you brothers and sisters in ECCC, I mean, somehow, ask the Lord to give us a desire.To be like Philadelphia.
所以弟兄姐妹们，就是在我们的教会和 ECCC 教会的弟兄姐妹们，真是让我们真是能有一这样的期望，都是真是能够神给我们有来向神的一个期望，有一这样的祈求。
Yeah, and let's be in it instead of taking an objective view like seeing.On an armchair and evaluate. Let's not do that. Let's think ourselves to be in it.
让我们就是真正的进入到那里面，而不是说我们在外面看的，然后再衡量一下。
Now we don't want to say hey, it is not possible to be, the Philadelphia is not possible. I mean, that's totally useless to you and to me.
所以我们不要想就好像 这是不可能的事情，这个菲勒铁非教会就是不太可能的事情，跟我和你没有关系。
If we think that way, the Lord Jesus will probably weep right now.
如果我们是这样想的话，我们的主耶稣基督可能就正在哭泣，在那边流泪。
Yeah, if we all think that way, then what is the hope for his own church?
如果我们这样想的话，那他的教会还有什么希望呢？
So we ought to humble ourselves like the early years of Ephesus and like the story of Philadelphia church.
所以我们应该谦卑下来，就像早期的以弗所的教会还有腓拉铁非的教会一样。
You know, you and I are given all the opportunities to love, to have this first love and the first works.
我们知道我们其实给了有很多很多的机会要成为起初的爱和起初所行的事。
Yeah, the Lord has given us opportunities in his own church to do this.
神给了我们这样在我们教会做这样的事情。
Yeah, and in the early God's people after Pentecost, they persevere in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles, persevere in breaking of bread and persevere in prayers.
在早期的教会就是他们就是恒心在遵守使徒的教训，恒心彼此交接掰饼和祷告。
And today, you and I have ample opportunity to attend Bible studies.
我们今天有那么多的机会来参加查经。
And which is like the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles.
这就像就是遵守使徒的教训一样。
Yeah, so, but when I go to the Bible study, do I go to teach others?
我去查经小组的时候，是不是我要去教导别人呢？
And just to learn the doctrines?
我或者是就是学一些教义呢？
Or to go over there to know Lord Jesus in depth.
还是要去那里要更深的了解我们的认识我们的主耶稣。
From heart to heart.
是从心到心的认识。
Yeah. What, Lord, what are you trying to tell me?
主你要告诉我是什么呢？
And then also with the wonderful brothers and sisters together.
然后是弟兄姐妹在一起。
And then, you know, sometimes certain brothers, some certain sisters say something that touched my heart.
有的时候有的弟兄姐妹们说了一些就使我的心触摸到我的心。
I mean, it's a matter of the heart, brothers and sisters. First love is a matter of the heart. And the first works is also a matter of the heart.
所以起初的爱和起初所行的事都是有关于心从心里面的。
And when we think about breaking of bread,
当我们来再想到圣餐的事情，掰饼
，breaking of bread, yeah, 薄饼 yeah. You know, brothers and sisters, this is the most dear to the heart of Lord Jesus.
其实这掰饼是主耶稣最看重的一件事情。
You know, he said this with disciples the last day he was with them.
他是在他与门徒最后一夜在一起的时候所设立的一个。
And he said, do this to remember me.
他说你们应当如此行为的是纪念我。
It is not a formality that he's interested.
这不是一个仪式。
It is a heart-to-heart time with him, himself.
这是和主耶稣基督心和心的一个交流。
You know, we all need to ask ourselves, should I make every effort to attend?
所以我们都要问问自己，我们是不是尽了最大的努力要来参加这个擘饼的机会。
You know, and putting everything else aside.
把其他任何的事情都放在一边。
You know, busy stuff at home, or some either other busy stuff at the church, you know, should we put those things aside and come have a heart-to-heart time with the Lord?
把我们家里的那个、是忙碌的事情，或者是教会这种忙忙碌碌的事情都放在一边，而是跟主有一个心，从心到心的一个交流。
It's a matter of first love.
这是有关起初的爱的事情。
It is a matter of a heart response, first works.
这就是从心而来的回应的，就是。
These days, I have nephews and niece, when they get married, sometimes they want me to say something.
我的子女侄儿要结婚的时候，有的时候该让我说一些事情。
And I always say, you know, remember to call your mom.
这我总是说这个你爱的呼召。
No, remember to call your mama, mother.
记得要跟你的妈妈打电话。
Sometimes I saw the daughter going out to college or got married.
有的时候看到女儿去上大学了，或者是结婚了。
And they call their mom every other day.
他们每隔一天跟妈妈打电话。
And I thank the Lord for that.
我感谢主他们这样做。
You know, I hope we all have a heart like that.
我们都感谢主，我们希望每个人都有这样的心。
You know, like this daughter calling her mom.
就像这个女儿跟她母亲打电话的时候。
Every other day.
每隔一天就打一个电话。
I come to see my Lord every week.
然后我们与主也一样，每一个星期都要去见我们的。
I come to join my dear brothers and sisters to tell the Lord I love you.
我们与弟兄姐妹一起来参加，然后去告诉主我爱你。
And then this matter of praying with brothers and sisters.
然后还有一个就是祷告，与弟兄姐妹在一起祷告。
Remember what the Lord told Philadelphia Church.
记得主告诉腓拉铁菲教会。
I have given you a door that is open.
我给你一个敞开的门。
That means the heaven is now open to you.
这就是说天国并没有跟你敞开。
No, God, heaven is now open to you.
现在天已经跟你敞开了。
Yeah, our Heavenly Father is now open to you.
我们的天父也是向你敞开的。
Now I am open to you.
所以我也跟你敞开的。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
we can come to join brothers and sisters to pray.
所以我们可以跟弟兄姐妹在一起在神的面前。
And to seek the Lord for his burden to the church.
寻求神对这个教会的负担。
Lord, what do you want us to do?
主，你要我们做些什么呢？
Lord, where do you want us to go?
你要我们到哪里去呢？
So we can join brothers and sisters to praise him for his righteousness.
我们可以跟弟兄姐妹在一起来赞美他的公义。
And to praise him for his glory.
也赞美他的荣耀。
And to praise him for his immense mercy.
也赞美他的那巨大的怜悯。
So dear brothers and sisters, may the Lord give you and me a desire and the strength to have that first love and have that first works.
弟兄姐妹们，愿神给我们这样的渴慕和能力，来有神的起初的爱和起初所行的。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
让我们低头，我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we have very quickly gone through something you have done in history.
主，我们很快的 过了一下你在世界那个历史上所经历过的事。
So Lord, it's how wonderful, how marvelous you have done this in the heart of David.
主那么的奇妙，那么的伟大，你在大卫的身上所做的。
And you have done this in early years of the Ephesus Church.
你在早期的以弗所教会所做的。
And finally, you have left us with this wonderful example of the Philadelphia Church.
然后最后我们看了就是腓拉铁菲教会你所做的奇妙的事。
Lord, we really believe that in your heart, you want us to be like that too.
主，我们真正的相信你要在你的心里是要我们也是像这样的。
Lord, sometimes, yes, we think that we're pretty poor.
主，有的时候我们觉得我们很贫穷。
But Lord, Philadelphia was just a little power.
但是主，腓拉铁菲教会就是有一点点的力量。
And you still can bless them.
你还是能祝福他们。
And they still can respond.
他们还是能回应你。
And they can warm the heart of God.
他们能够得到神的心。
They can keep your testimony.
他们能持守你的见证。
Yes, Lord, we are weak, but Lord, you can give us strength.
主，我们真知道你能给我们力量。
So Lord, we just humbly ask you, Lord, bless all of us.
主，我们谦卑的要求你真是能够来祝福我们。
So that we can be like them.
所以我们就能够像他们一样。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。我们祷告。
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.